There's Eugene Exman and David and Lucille Kahn and some folks on the East that want to get engaged in this stuff, but there's just nothing. They can't handle the demand of folks that want to do this. And Heard's deal was they were going to give it to, you know, artists, politicians, theologians, philosophers to try, you know, to see, is there a through line to this experience? Bill goes back to New York, and Dr. Heard and Dr. Cohen say, we need some help. We need to set up a test group to really do this. And so for the next year and change, Tom Powers, Helen Wynn, did the real putting together of this thing that they called the basic group. And it was a group of incredible intellectuals on the East Coast that got together. They came up with a methodology by which, you know, like Debbie was gonna come over and we were gonna, and so what we would do is we'd interview her beforehand, we'd ask her about her relationship with, does she have a relationship with God, what's her prayer life like, blah, 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 blah. You do a little psychological profile. Then they would have the experience in what was very, very vital. It's called set and setting. That without the proper set and setting, in other words, the set being the methodology that we're going to use to administer this medicine, and how it is that we're going to do this with certain music and having people witness it and being there. There was always medical supervision. Dr. Robert Laidlaw, that was the head of the chief psychiatrist at Rockefeller Hospital, supervised all this stuff. And over there was a 14-week period in 1958 where there were, I've been privileged to listen to the tapes. There is nothing so boring as listening to somebody's LSD journey. It's just, you know, it's interior. but I've listened to the tapes, and then they also had transcripts of the different interviews that they had before, during, and then afterwards. And it's remarkable stuff. So when you hear somebody say, oh, Bill dropped acid to find out, you know, like, you know, to improve his spiritual contact, au contraire. This is not what these people were doing. Did they take the medicine? Absolutely. But there was a focus, there was a method, and this method that they put together, up until 1964, anybody that was doing responsible psychedelic research at some point generally reached out to Bill Wilson to ask about what it was that they were doing, what the results were and all that stuff. So when we talk about this psychochemotherapy, we're not talking about in a dark closet is a place to trip. Lee Michaels references work. but we are talking about a group of people that were trying to accelerate the expansion of consciousness of the race. Now, a couple things happened. One of the reasons I'm one of the most fortunate people you've ever met is one of my mentors is Dr. Sandy Unger. Sandy Unger's the man who wrote the initial thing about psychedelics and personality change, and worked for the National Institute of Mental Health, and was very, very close with Tim Leary and at one point Unger says to Tim, he says, Tim, you gotta slow down on this. You know, this thing about, you know, getting it out to everybody and all that stuff, we need to do the responsible research. We need to, and Leary, being the good Irishman that he was, said, if we let the squares keep it,